The Bill Frisell Trio is playing tomorrow night at Sound in downtown Duluth at 9 o'clock. Bill Frisell is a renowned guitarist, composer, and arranger who's made a wide variety of recordings over the last 35 years, both as a solo artist and as a collaborative artist with many different types of musicians. His latest album is a solo project titled Music Is. I had a conversation with Bill Frisell a few weeks ago by telephone. First of all, tell me about how your latest album, Music Is, was conceived. Given your many collaborative records over the years and also your solo recordings, what led you to the decision to record this album as a solo project? Are you always looking for something new and challenging to try?
Well, yeah, I mean, that just goes without saying. I think just music in general, every day I wake up and it's like a challenge, like, what am I going to do? But it just felt like time to... There's so many answers to the same question, but it is very challenging for me to play solo alone, because when I first picked up the guitar, from the first moment, it was always about playing with other people. You know, I think the first time I ever tried to play a guitar, there was someone else there with another guitar. When I got my first guitar, it was like right away I was in a band, and it's always been about that community and that camaraderie and communication with my friends. And so playing alone has never come natural to me. But years ago, I thought, man, I better figure out how to do this. But it came probably later than most. You know, I never was like the lone singer, songwriter, troubadour guy. It was always about being with other people. But I guess it was maybe somewhere in the early 80s was when I first tried to play a solo concert for about three people in a tiny little place. Mm-hmm. And it was terrifying. And I swore I'd never do it again, but I knew I had to keep trying. And so every year would go by and I think, well, I better try this again. And gradually it started to get like I actually felt like I could play music that way. Mm.
Was it Silent Comedy? Was that the one that you did without any overdubs?
Oh, yeah, that was really extreme. I had no plan at all. I just went in. John Thorne was producing it, but just with him and the engineer, and I just played for pretty much what's on the record. The whole record was played and mixed, and all the titles were done and everything in maybe 2 or 3 hours or something. So it was just completely improvised, super fast.
Wow.
You know, the new one, in a way, it had quite a bit of that. You know, I had much more time, but I didn't have it planned out at all. The only plan I had was that I was going to play my own compositions, but I didn't know what I was going to play, or I didn't know how I was going to play them, or I didn't have it arranged or worked out beforehand. That was the sort of my parameters that I put around myself. You know, I wanted to keep it so that it would really be happening in the room in real time, you know, not just going in and recreating something that I'd figured out before.
Well, tell me then about how you approach arranging. I mean, either your own work or the adaptations you've done of other people's work. Do you consider, let's start with, say, an adaptation of somebody else's song. Do you consider melody and then wrap the harmony around it, or is it more of a holistic approach where you're trying to bring in everything?
I guess a lot of it is being open to giving up what I do spend a lot of time figuring things out or working out harmonies or thinking about that stuff. But with my groups, often I play with this string quartet group, like violin, viola, cello, and me. Mm-hmm. And I'll actually write out all the parts, but everybody will be seeing the same thing. So everybody, you know, has an understanding of the overall big picture. But for me, what's really exciting is how things evolve and change according to the personalities. So there's this spontaneous arranging or recomposing or spontaneous kind of orchestration thing that starts to happen.
Yeah.
That's what I love with my own groups, is to not be attached to something that I figured out before, but let it evolve according to the personalities that I'm with.
Mm-hmm. So many of your arrangements, and I'm thinking about other guitarists who are considered by reputation to be technically gifted, and so many of them are spending so much time with it's so frenzied, trying to show off in a way. But I find in your, especially in this record, but in many of your recordings, that you leave a lot of space for notes to breathe, and yet you're still not robbing the tune of some essence. Is that a conscious choice in your approach to arranging?
Well, yeah, like, I mean, the melody, you know, that tells me everything. You know, everything really comes from that, and I want that to be clear, or if it's not clear, I want to know why I got to that point where it's not clear anymore. To me, that's the backbone of everything that I play, whether it's one of my songs or if I'm playing an old folk song or a standard song or anything. The melody is, that's got to be somehow just deep down inside of me, and it's always there, and that really tells me everything I need to know. And I guess the space, I'm just trying to formulate some clear statement, and sometimes it takes a minute before you know what you're really going to say, I guess.
When they first talk about you, people will say, oh, he's a jazz guitarist, and I feel like that's a really limiting term. I suspect you would think so, too.
Well, you know, in a way, I know what you mean, and I don't like that either, like all the names that we have for things. But, you know, when I was in high school and I discovered jazz, to me, that was, okay, this is where anything can happen. To me, that label, it's maybe for other people, it's limited. You know, maybe somebody else would think, creates a picture of a guy wearing a suit and playing a saxophone or I don't know what. But for me, it's totally wide open. I mean, the people that I was discovering at that time that you would call jazz players, Sonny Rollins or Thelonious Monk or Miles Davis, or I guess that's jazz, but what I was getting was that they were free to just express their whole life experience. And when you think of all those different people, whatever names you think of, it's like I see their name and I hear a sound that's just totally unique to them. I say Charlie Parker, and I'm not thinking about jazz. I hear this sound, or I say Miles Davis, and I hear a sound, and that sound is their everything they experienced during their life,
yeah,
coming out, total freedom.
I realize that jazz unfairly pigeonholes itself, because jazz from 1920s to the 1950s to the 1970s, very, very different styles. And
that's what's so amazing, what every single person that plays it, well, every single person that plays music, it has their own voice, and everybody sounds different. It's awesome to hear.
Is that one of the intentions of the title of this record, Music Is?
I have this friend, Danny Barnes. He's a banjo player. One day he just said, music is good. He said that to me. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's it. That's like, that says everything I need to know. Music is good. Just those three words. And I was thinking about calling this record that, but then I just sort of backed it off a little and just left it even more open-ended, I guess.
Yeah, maybe the Music is Good title might have led people to try and judge your record and whether or not it was good.
Yeah. So I'll have to let them decide whether it's good or bad. I can't believe we're going to play in Duluth, because my grandparents came from Sweden to Two Harbors. So my father was born in Two Harbors, Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah, and my grandfather built a cabin up there in the woods. It's like 1920-something. He chopped down trees and built this cabin. You know, I grew up in Colorado, and just about every summer and some winters, we drive from Colorado up to Two Harbors and then spend time in Duluth, too. But, you know, going through Duluth to get to Two Harbors, this is the first time I've ever played up there. And I play in Minneapolis often, but I'm super excited. It's a special thing for me to get to play in Duluth.
It'll be interesting to see if the town has changed enough that it looks like a completely different place from your memory.
Yeah, probably. Well, thanks for getting the word out, and I'll see you over there.
All right, Bill. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye now. A conversation with guitarist, composer, and arranger and recording artist Bill Frisell. The Bill Frisell Trio is playing tomorrow night at 9 o'clock at Sound in downtown Duluth.